May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Well, we can definitely see Lent for sure in these readings because basically it's all about obedience to our God and how we need to listen and pray and just really follow His way and not our own. Now, it always makes me smile, the Genesis story, because God makes a promise, a covenant with Abraham. And He says, as for me, this covenant, this is my covenant with you. In other words, I'm going to do this. And then in return, He knows that Abraham, who becomes Abraham, is obedient and in God's own word, is righteous. But He's just telling Abraham, this is what's going to happen. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Well, two things. One, in those days when someone named something, that meant possession of. So when God changed Abram's name to Abraham and Sarah's name to Sarah, it meant they now belong to Him. And it's the same thing with the Genesis story. That's why when Adam named the different animals, they became His possession. All of our possession. And that's why we're supposed to be good, you know, and take care of and be good stewards to God's entire creation. The other thing is the fact that we learn from the New Testament lesson that Abraham was extremely old. What did it say?
Almost
100. Almost 100. There you go. And he was going to have a son. Multitude of ancestors. And it always kind of reminds me about the bee. Scientists are totally baffled by the bee. Because for all intents and purposes, a bee should not be able to take flight at all. But see, the bee doesn't know this. So the bee flies around. And it amazes me because it's kind of like, if you use it as an analogy, if we don't listen, except only to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we can do miracles. I don't know if we can take flight, but we can do miracles, just like the bee. So then we have Romans. And for me, I think the first line is the good news. The promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And that's what all of us are about. We're trying to be faithful. The reason why it's good news is because I don't know about you, but I can say for myself, I cannot always be obedient to God. I sin. Anybody here perfect?
No.
So this is good news. Why? Because we're saved through Jesus Christ. We are saved not because we're perfect. We're saved because when we sin, we turn to Jesus Christ and have faith in Him and in His life, His death, and resurrection. Also, let's say we do follow the law totally, 100%. But we do it grudgingly. We don't have love for one another. We don't reach out or care about one another. That's not Jesus' way. That's not our Heavenly Father's way. We are to do things because we love. Because if we do things just because we think we have to, we're like robots, and God doesn't want robots. He wants children that love Him. And that children who will listen to His most beloved and perfect Son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now for the Gospel, the very first line was very hard, very difficult for His disciples to hear. Jesus began to teach His disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. I'm sure their minds shut off after being rejected and being killed. They didn't really get the risen Christ thought yet, not yet. For Jesus, he wanted to obey only God. He didn't want to be popular. He didn't want to obviously do what his friends wanted him to do. He wanted to save us, and he wanted to serve God. And for Peter here, it's not as harsh as it sounds, because Peter gets upset and starts to rebuke Jesus. No, we can't do that. But when Jesus Christ says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but human things." Jesus wasn't calling Peter Satan. What Jesus was saying was, "Okay, Satan, don't use my best friend Peter to make me anxious or to question myself or to be getting me upset because my friends, my disciples are so upset." Jesus was actually rebuking Satan and saying, "Don't use my friends against me because it's not going to work no matter what." Why? Because Jesus wants to do things God's way. Why did Peter do this? Because Peter wanted Jesus to be the Messiah the way Peter wanted him to be the Messiah. And it was a sin. Then next he says to everyone, "If anyone wants to become my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Peter, like all of us, he wanted his own way. All of us, in a way, as far as God's concerned, we're kind of like 2-year-olds. We want our own way. Otherwise, we wouldn't sin. What Jesus is saying is, if you want to be my follower, okay, then follow me. Follow my example. Love God first. Love yourself. But love others just as much as you love yourself. But the operative thought here is love God first. Put God Almighty first and follow Him. We must live our lives the way that God wants us to. Each one of us is called by Him. Each one of us is loved by Him so much. And He desires us to turn to Him today, tomorrow, anytime. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all of us that are here so that we can worship you together. Help us all to have more faith and trust in you. Help us to put your way before our way. Help us not to sin. Help our faith in you to grow, our belief, our love, and our obedience, and also our care of one another and our care of your creation, so that we can become more and more your true brothers and sisters, true loving daughters and sons of our most gracious and loving and forgiving God, so that our lives may glorify you as you deserve and as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray.